Wonderful to be here in England, Slough.
Yes, it's been a while since I've been in England, so it's great to be back. It's been several years, and I love the worship in England. It touches my heart, and I'm sure it must touch the heart of God. And thank you so much. And I'm convinced that as you worship, you open the heavens. And it comes down as rain in this area. Now, do people live in the area here? Do some live in the area? Okay, that's good. And you've been here how long?
We've been here for just over 3 years.
3 years, okay. Sometimes it's not easy to be in a school building. It's a very beautiful building. I just want to encourage you not to go ahead of God. You might find this difficult at times, setting up and meeting here, and there are restrictions. But make sure that you hear from God when it's time to move. Don't go ahead of God. Ha! Because God will use it to bring character in your life. I mean, everything works together for good, but you want to hear from God. You really want to hear. And if you're struggling this morning with being here, I encourage you to just pour it out before the Lord and to seek his face and to wait on him and trust him. For the timing, the right timing. Oh, now I manifest a lot, and it differs at different places, different times. So that's me. So if I shake or yell, that's a good thing for me because it bypasses my brain. And it goes to the heart. And God loves childish things. Ho. He likes us to be like children. Ho. 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 And that's his holy presence that comes. Ho. His holy presence that comes and takes control. Ho. And I need that. Ho. Because I've been a control freak all my life. Ho. All my life. Ho. 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 Isn't it wonderful what God's doing in the church today? How? That Holy Spirit is taking control of his church as we allow him. How? As we allow him. How? I think sometimes all we need to do is to be willing. How? To be willing. How? To be willing. How? To be willing. How? For him. And then he just comes. How? He just comes. He just comes with his love. Ha, because it's all about love. Ho, it's all about his love. Ho, ho. And church has not been that for many years. Ho, it's so good to see you here this morning. Ho, it's so wonderful to have you come this morning. Ho, I'm so blessed. Ho, so blessed. And imagine how the Lord is blessed this morning to have you come. Ho, and you've come from where? Pakistan, oh, Pakistan, so much is happening there. Oh, persecution. Oh, we have friends there visiting and they're still there. Oh, oh, we don't understand. Oh, the freedom we have. Oh, the freedom we have to worship. Oh, oh. And that's what God's doing. Oh, he's changing our hearts to worship him. Oh, to love him. Oh, and to know him. Oh. See, I didn't know that God was a good God. For many, many years. All I knew was to perform, to be a good little girl. And I wasn't that all the time. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a French-Canadian, born in Sudbury, Ontario, Canada. It's a northern city. In the province of Ontario, actually, it's on the map in the hall that we were in yesterday, but not my home city, Hamilton. but Sudbury is. It's a mining town. And so I grew up. My parents were French. My ancestors, my great-great-grandfather would have come from the province of Quebec, would have come by wagon. Can you imagine that? Did you guys have wagons here? I don't think so. I don't imagine you guys. Maybe horses, and like Sir Lancelot. But you did have wagons, did you? Okay. So he would have come from Quebec looking for work, looking for land. Land was cheap. And would have come traveling on a wagon with his family, with my grandfather, and would have settled in the area, the valley of outskirts of Sudbury, and would have bought land and was able to purchase a lot of land and was blessed, was able to start the church, the Catholic Church, where they were very strategic in helping found the church. So I grew up in a Catholic environment, where you had to, you had to be quiet and you had to be good and you couldn't talk in church and you didn't, we sang, but a lot of it was in Latin, and so a lot you didn't understand. But I was a very tormented little girl, and I was abused in my home, and so I grew up with a lot of shame, that I felt there was something desperately wrong with me, and shame works this way. You think that there is something wrong with you. That's your. It becomes an identity, that there's something wrong with you. And you cover it up. You try and hide who you are by control. And you're triggered by fear. So that's what I walked in. I wanted, as a teenager, I wanted to take my life because there was too much torment. And then as I went off to university, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. That was a miracle. It was so life-transforming, that it was like night and day. I didn't understand the dynamics at the time because I had so much inner healing issues. But the faith in me was so strong to keep me through the years that I was to walk through. Let me read to you this morning from Luke 6:19. I'm glad that the hotel has a Gideon Bible. It's not always there, you know, in the hotels. I always check. 6:19. And it says here, and the people all tried to touch him because power was coming from him and healing them all. So they were trying to touch him because there was power coming from him. And then go to Luke 8:46. Jesus says here, but Jesus said, someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me. Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. So, I had been touched. I want to talk to you this morning about being touched by God and touching God. And so I had been touched in such a powerful way. And then shortly later, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And then that transformed my life even more. And so I was on fire for God and loved him so much and wanted to live for him. I met Jim, and we got married, and in the church, I met him in a church. I had gone to a charismatic independent church, and they were very loving. I didn't know that people could be so loving. That's what touched me. It was the love. You shall know them by their love, and that's exactly what I felt, was loved. So we can all love this morning through Christ, and that's our greatest gift to the people. to the world. And so we got married, and I never realized what I was getting into when I married a minister. I had no idea because I was French-Canadian, Catholic background, and Jim was Protestant, and I had grown up very spoiled, and he grew up in a large family, and so there were a lot of issues because of my inner healing issues, because of the abuse in my life, because of the fear, the shame, the control. I had a lot of chemical imbalances as well with and so oftentimes I would go I would become very angry and lose control, and that would happen all the time. And to raise a family, you know, to be a pastor's wife made it very difficult. But back then, there was no help, and you kind of hid behind it all. But I still loved the Lord. I was still, and that's what kept me going. Even though I had all these issues, all these problems, and the church was our life, you know. It wasn't a relationship with God. We didn't know the Father's love. It was do. The more you did, the more, you know, you were recognized. And so it was a facade, and you could hide behind it, you know. You could, and I didn't really want anything to do with the church because it brought too much pain. It just aggravated what I had inside. So, but God was very merciful, and because of my conversion, that foundation I had, it kept me going through those years. But eventually, when renewal came, that's when healing began in my heart. Ho, healing began in my heart. Ho, ho. And I began to realize that forgiveness was a key. Ha. And I was able to let go of bitterness and all those issues. And so I began to walk in more freedom. Ho, and deliverance. Ha. And when I would experience deliverance, how there'd be this joy, this joy that would resonate, come out of me, in my life, So this morning, if you can relate to what I'm saying, and you feel that you've struggled with shame, in your life, maybe you can just lift your hand. We can just pray right now. Is that something somebody would like to say? I've struggled with shame. I still struggle with shame. I still struggle with condemnation. It's the grace of God, Tom, that you talked about, when we realize that it's all about grace and it's nothing about us, and how much God loves us and cares for us is the key. And so, does anybody feel this morning that that's something that they can relate to? Yeah, okay. So let me just pray. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you this morning, Father, that your grace is sufficient, Lord. And Father, that you died for us. Lord, that you despised. Let me just read this verse this morning in Hebrews 12. About shame. Let us fix, this is verse 2, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So this morning, Lord, I thank you that, Lord, you experienced everything. You experienced brokenness, Lord, though you were a man with no sin, Father. You were able to despise the shame, Father. And I pray this morning that there'd be such an awakening in our being, in our hearts. To trust you, to love you, to walk with you, Lord, daily. and to know who we are in Christ, that we are adopted, your child, loved by you every moment, Lord, that we can come into your presence with our brokenness and our pain and know, Father, that you're with us. So, Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for your goodness this morning, for what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. Amen. I've experienced God's healing touch in my life, emotionally, from the torment, from the anger, from the bitterness, and I've also felt His touch in my life in healing. I was diagnosed with cancer, cervical cancer, and God came and touched me, healed me. It was sovereign. I was in bed. His presence came and touched my body. It was so strong. The presence of God was so strong on my body, that I felt like everything inside of me was being pulled in that area out. It was like a tidal wave going out. And then after, I knew that I was healed. So it was amazing how God just came and touched me. And of course, God touches us in different ways. But he wants to touch us. And our hearts are open to be touched. That's the important thing this morning, is to be open to his touch and to his love. And I encourage you to trust him. See, that trust is a hard thing to do. Someone prophesied over me and said, Diane, you're going to be out of control. And I said, because it's been that way lately. I've been out of control in the sense that I really, really have to trust God in everything now, more than ever. It's like I've never been there before, and I really don't know what to do, so I have to say, God, help me. Help me to walk now. And sometimes it's difficult. The battle is difficult. Like just coming here, the battle was quite intense just a few days before. And I said, what's going on here? And all this shame thing was coming back. And so I just felt, okay, God, I'm just going to believe that I've already had victory over this, and that there are others struggling with me, and just to press in and to believe that God can set me free and set us free. And so some of the areas where I've had to learn to trust him has been in our church setting. We are now presently meeting in our home, and I don't know if you've ever done that, met in your home, but it's very difficult. You know, your home is that's where you kind of hide away, and I can't hide away anymore, you know, because people are meeting in my house, and I have to get the house clean all the time. It's a little house, and it's an old house, and I'm continually cleaning and complaining, complaining about the cleaning. But the enemy is a liar, right? He lies to you, and he tells you he wants to steal and destroy. And so I've had to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit and say, okay, I'll only do what you tell me to do now. And so I'm learning to clean the house in the way that the Holy Spirit does it. And my children, you know, as my children were growing up, it was very hard to parent them because of my own emotional pain. And we were so concentrated on church life, and so now we have the opportunity of parenting them once again. And so my daughter, my oldest, Genevieve, she left her husband a few months ago. A year prior she had left him, but went back, and so that was a very difficult time for me. And so they came and lived in our house. And she has a baby. And just the pain, the abuse. But God worked a miracle. God worked a miracle in that situation. Like, we saw it before our eyes. And now they're back together again. They just went on a honeymoon. But it was like, there was really no hope at that point. It was finished, and there was such bitterness and revenge. But I saw God come, and within minutes, just transform hearts, bring forgiveness and transformation. And so now they're walking together, and they're not really following the Lord, but I'm believing for that. I'm trusting for that. So God uses, he uses, In James 1, it talks about, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you go through different trials. And so it's part of our walk, right? It doesn't matter. God has to work that perseverance in us, which is matures us to a complete work. But he says, consider it all joy. Let me tell you about joy. Okay, now. That's an area that I really love. When renewal came at Catch the Fire Toronto, they've changed the name from Toronto Airport Blessing to Catch the Fire Toronto. That was back in 94. We were longing. We were part of the church back then. We closed the church that we had, and we joined with John and Carol Arnott to start that work. And I knew at the time that we needed more in our walk. Just like now I know that we need more. I feel we've reached a level. That we need, there's something more that needs to come. And at that time I felt we needed more. And renewal came. We were so excited. We just lived and drank renewal. 24 hours a day. But we forgot our kids. And so they fell between the cracks. And they kind of at that point separated from God. But God is coming back and touching their hearts. My youngest daughter is following the Lord. My son Jonathan, God's transformed his heart more and more. He was he was into drugs, alcohol, and we went really through a very difficult time with him. But God, as I said before, is touching his life, and he's gone off to university and is working, and so a lot of good things. And I'm expecting far much more with my kids to really walk with the Lord. And so renewal began to change our hearts, and we began to get healed up, we didn't realize back then it was the Father's blessing, touching us, the Father's touch, and we needed that desperately, his touch this morning. And who needs a touch from the Father this morning? You cannot identify with that, yeah. And so he came and he touched us with his love. And with me, he comes, his presence comes, and his presence really is his love. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, his presence comes on you. Really, that's his love. It's also his peace. When it comes on me, there's such a sense of his peace. That I just kind of am at peace with everything. And I just tune out to everything. And my spirit is able to commune with the Lord. So I think that's all something we can use, right? That communion with God in a peaceful foundation. And so that's basically what I've been walking in. And learning to soak. You know about soaking, right? How to rest in God's presence and depend totally on Him. And it's a wonderful place to be. It's just to take that time. How many soak at home? Put some music on and just just kind of lay on the couch, on the sofa, and listen to some music, right? And just to be quiet. That's good. That's a good thing. That's when we rest and God comes and he touches us. And he touches us in different ways. And that's a promise God says to us, how that he will come, how, and make himself known. And that means to our senses, how he wants to reveal himself to us. He wants to reveal himself to us. How? Sometimes, you know what I do? I like to kind of just hug people and kind of just sit on them. Is that okay? Yeah. See, this is church. Ha 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 ha. Ha. Then I get drunk, and that's good. I like to, the Bible says be continually filled. Ha 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 with the Holy Ghost, right? Because I leak. I leak so much. Ha 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 ha. So there's a continual fill. And the church is so important. Ha ha. Ha, see, I'm coming alive now. Ha ha. The church is so important. Oh, the church is so important. Ha, the body. Ha, that's where I get energized. Ha, that's really where I get energized. Ha, 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 ha. Areas that I need to touch God in. Ho, ho, ho. Let me go where Kathy is right now. Ha, 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 ha. Kathy. Dear Kathy, isn't she wonderful? Oh, ha, 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 Kathy. Oh. Kathy won't let go.
Ha, 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 ha. Be continually filled, not with wine, ha, but with the Holy Spirit. Ha, ha. Two things, ha, complaining and marriage. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, the Holy Spirit likes that one. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. He does, he does. Oh, okay. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, ha, 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 ha. Marriage. Oh, we've been married over 35 years. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, that's... That's funny. Ha, ha. We've made it. Oh, my, we've made it. Ho. Oh, only because of God's grace. I don't know why. Ha, ha, ha. So many marriages are being torn apart. Ho. Oh, within the church. Ho. Oh, breaks my heart. Ho. Oh, I always knew the grass wasn't greener. Ha, ah, somewhere else. Ha, ha, ha. And because of my... foundation. Oh, my strong foundation in Jesus. Oh, even though I had all my issues. Oh, all my difficulties. Oh, I knew that God was real. Oh, and I knew how to hold on to him, how to touch his, oh, the fringe of his garment. Oh, oh. Sometimes I've been thinking, oh, this is not good. I've been married too long. Oh, that's not good to say that. I said, oh, God, something has to happen. And Jack Frost was so wonderful in his teaching. And he would say, hey, him and his wife are like two ticks on a dog, and, you know, just trying to get from one another. And really, we need to draw from the Lord, and then one another. Oh, oh. And imagine being married in the song we were singing, Amazing Grace, 10,000 years and saying to God, I think I've been married too long. Oh, that would not go well, would it? And our marriage relationship is to reflect what's coming, the wedding feast and God's love for the church. And oh, so I'm crying out, we've been so busy, there've been so many
things happening in my family, with my parents being elderly and sickly, and and my children and the church, and we're just trusting God for a building right now, and God has us in a holding pad. We need a miracle to get into a building. And so God has chosen in his wisdom to keep us there, close to his, under his wings, close to his heart. And that's a hard thing because we want to go, go, go. We have a vision. We have a calling, for our city. Our city has been prophesied that revival was going to begin in the city of Hamilton. Every prophecy says revival is going to happen in their city. So, irregardless, but we're waiting, and it seems that God's not doing anything. We're actually shrinking, as a church, because God's dealing with our hearts. God's dealing with our hearts. He's going down to the nitty gritty, and he wants us all. He wants everything. He wants everything. Oh, he wants everything. Can I sit on you? I love the English people. They seem quiet and reserved, but they're not. They're not. Because I like to party. Ha, ha, ha. I really do. I like a good party. I think you do too.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Well, I think God's going to make you to like parties. His parties. His Holy Ghost parties. You know that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know he loves you? Oh! Okay. Time to go. You can push me. Helps sometimes. So, and criticizing. We get in sometime when we've been waiting on God. I've seen God work. I've seen him work. I've seen him touch me. And set me free. But I'm crying out for more. More of his presence, more of his love, more of his touch. I want to touch him in that area. And sometimes I criticize. I complain. And maybe some of us have that problem this morning. We complain. Sometimes it has to do with physical problems. We're not well. We're tired. We're weary from the work. So let's just stand with me this morning, okay? Let's just stand. Let's just ask God to come. Of course, we're going to ask him to come in a greater way on us this morning. Lord, you first touched me, Lord. You first touched us, Lord. It wasn't us. It wasn't us, Father, that touched you. Bible says our good things were like filthy rags to him. And out of his love and compassion, he came. Out of his love and compassion, he came to touch us. So we could have a relationship with him, so we could touch him. We want to touch you this morning, Lord. We thank you for your grace. Thank you, Jesus, for the wonderful cross that makes it all possible. And Lord, you're not going to leave us where we're at. We have a destiny, a calling to nations, to nations, to this nation. Father, shame will not stop us. Shame will not stop us. God is going to go to the heart of your issue. He's going to go to the heart of your issue. It's not too late, says God. It's not too late. It's not too late, he says. I'm going to use you, he says. I'm going to heal you. If you need to be touched this morning in any way, you just lift your hands before God.
Lift them up high. Ha! Say, Jesus, come and touch me. Ha! Ha! Come and touch me, Father. Ha! Come and touch me with your love. Let me know that you love me. Ha! That I am loved. Ha! My identity is not in what has happened to me, Father, but in who I am as a child of God. Ha! Ha! That I've been set free. Ha! Father, that you are everything that I need. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Ghost that sets me free, Father, that comes inside of me and every part of me that releases your touch and your power and your anointing, Father, that shows me how much you love me. Jesus, if you have pain this morning, physical pain, just put it on that part of the body that hurts. So Holy Spirit, come and touch now. Come and touch your people. From the stress, Lord. On the back. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your love. You want to come help me pray for people? Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That you can reverse, Lord. You can reverse our DNA. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Feels light. My brother says he feels light. Thank you. We ask for more now. Reach out. Help. Reach out with prayer here this morning. Yes. We ask, Lord, that you continue to heal, Lord. Continue to heal. Continue to heal, Lord, with your love and your presence. You keep praying for this man. I'm sure you do. To encourage him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless Tom, Lord.